What's your name? Murphy pointed at the police officer to demand the information.
Deputy Mike Gardner, the officer replied.
I grew up with your father. We lived one block apart and went all through school together.
He turned to Joshua.
I had no idea you were back in town.
We're on 1 month's home leave, Joshua said. Tomorrow morning, we're on our way to Naples.
Italy? Mike's eyes grew wide.
For 3 years, Joshua said.
Well, you always wanted to see the world.
And that's what I'm doing. Not wanting to brag, Joshua steered the conversation back to his friend.
What about you? I thought you were still out west. Taking note of his uniform, he added, I see you've made it through the police academy.
After college, and doing my time with the Marines, Mike said. I've only been with the sheriff's department for about 6 months. He looked around before lowering his voice. Working on my first murder case.
Really?
Joshua asked.
Interesting?
I'm going to meet my CI out at the park.
What's a CI? Murphy asked in a loud voice.
Mike shushed the boy while Joshua answered in a low tone, confidential informant.
Man, Mike told Joshua with a shake of his head, I wish you weren't going tomorrow. I could really use your help in this case.
What type of case is it?
A murdered prostitute.
Mike's eyes got a faraway look in them. No one seems to care about finding out who killed her. But I care.
Well, that's what matters, Joshua said.
When the server interrupted their conversation to give the deputy his lunch in a takeout bag, Mike refused to give Joshua a chance to get away without finishing his thought. His eyes were bright when he suggested, Hey, Josh, maybe you can come with me to meet my CI. You'd know what to ask him. You could help me figure out if what he's telling me is the truth or not. You always had a good sense. Trusting your gut, you used to say.
I can't, Mike, Joshua said with a shake of his head.
Saying nothing, Mike stared at his childhood friend. Guilt washed over Joshua.
I can't.
I could really use your help, Josh. This case is important to me. It would only take a few hours.
I'm leaving for Naples at 6 a.m.
Joshua held up his watch to show him.
That's in less than 24 hours.
I understand. Mike flashed him a smile. I guess I'm just a little nervous. With a hasty goodbye, he hurried out the door. Joshua slapped the folder down on top of his other papers. Anyone want dessert? 4 hands went up. That was when Joshua noticed the mashed fried potatoes on Sarah's hands and face. He was wiping it off when JJ declared his intentions of eating a hot fudge sundae with nuts and cherries. Murphy put in his vote for a hot fudge brownie delight with extra whipped cream and chocolate ice cream instead of vanilla. The server arrived at the table with extra napkins.
Everyone save room for dessert?
In a voice 1 decibel over the children's, Joshua said, 2 single scoops of vanilla ice cream, 2 single scoops of chocolate, and 1 hot fudge brownie delight with whipped cream, nuts, and cherries for me. JJ and Murphy's faces fell while the server walked away.
No fair!
JJ cried out.
It's very fair.
Joshua looked out the window to the passing traffic on Carolina Avenue. He watched Mike climb into his police cruiser and pull out into traffic. Behind him, a black Bonneville pulled out to fall in and follow him. Unable to make out the driver through the smoky window, Joshua felt his stomach twist into a tight knot.
Mike.
Joshua heard the name climb up out of his throat while his breath quickened. Suddenly, he was out of his seat and running for the exit. He burst out the door, onto the sidewalk, and into the street to see the cruiser and the black Bonneville disappear into traffic. That was the last time anyone saw Deputy Mike Gardner.